Turbulent times call for clear-headed insight. That's hard to come by these days, especially on TV. That's where we come in. Salem News Channel has the greatest collection of conservative minds all in one place. People you know and trust, like Dennis Prager, Eric Metaxas, Charlie Kirk, and more. Unfiltered, unapologetic truth. Find what you're searching for at snc.tv and on Local Now Channel 525.
Hey, everybody. It's in the Charlie Kirk Show. The Speaker of the House race continues. It is a mess. It is a mess right now. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. We also assess Sidney Powell and the continuing Republican, really a civil conflict or civil war that is occurring right now. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast by opening up your podcast application and typing in Charlie Kirk Show. Become a member, charliekirk.com, and click on the members tab. That's charliekirk.com, and click on the members tab. As always, you can email us freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. It means a lot when you contact us. We appreciate it. And become a member, charliekirk.com, and click on the members tab. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com.
The House of Representatives does not have a speaker and says very clearly in the United States Constitution, the House of Representatives shall choose their speaker and other officers and shall have the sole power of impeachment. Right now, there is no speaker of the House. Jim Jordan has effectively withdrawn from the speaker's race. We warned you on this program, the moderates were going to dig in. The moderates were going to try to hold the line, and they have. The moderates want nothing to do with a conservative speaker. This is them executing their revenge from what happened with motion to vacate. It is a tit for tat back and forth. And I can tell you, talking to the grassroots, talking to donors, I've had a lot of donor meetings this last week. Really amazing grassroots donors, really amazing people. There's some great donors out there that really love the country. They are so upset with the Republican Party. They are so over this clown show, this circus. The fact that you vacate the chair and then you have no plan to replace it, and you can't have Jim, you cannot even get Jim Jordan to become speaker. It is widespread dysfunction. And the grassroots agrees. Talking to everyday grassroots warriors, let me read this one email. And I understand. I understand that these emails can be more passion than actual reality. But I mean, I'll just read this one. Frank says, Charlie, the Republican Party is dead to me. We'll never vote for any of them again. Okay, I hope you're wrong, but I understand the passion, the sentiment. I mean, I hope you change your mind. But what am I supposed to say? Yeah, vote for Republicans, because if you give them power, what are they going to do? It's not exactly making the best sales pitch. So now there's new headlines. Jim Jordan has basically backed out. Jim Jordan will not pursue a third vote for speaker. That's too bad. You know, I'd like to see him continue to push this fight forward, but you can't blame him. I mean, only he knows the intensity and the things being thrown at him. So Jim Jordan is a great American. Jim Jordan is a true conservative. We've been pushing him this entire time. But 20 moderates want to try to get in the way to prevent Jim Jordan from becoming speaker. Now, there's bipartisan support, NBC News says, for Patrick McHenry to become temporary House speaker. Hold on a second. Bipartisan support? That's a bad, bad headline, everybody. Wait, did we win the House or did we not win the House? We are effectively destroying our House majority because we cannot select a speaker. We warned about this back in January. We've warned about it this last week. And I'm sad to say that if Patrick McHenry becomes temporary House speaker, it empowers the Democrats. This is worse than business as usual. The Democrats did not have any power this last summer. You could say what you want about how you didn't like Kevin McCarthy and you didn't like the CR and the debt ceiling. I can resonate with that. But we had real committees on weaponization of government. We had real stuff going on Biden. So we asked, what was the plan? 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 People said, well, just trust the process. Okay, well, here we are, trusting the process. And if Patrick McHenry is getting bipartisan support, that makes me not want to support him. We want a Republican Speaker of the House, not a bipartisan Speaker of the House. Big difference. We voted for a Republican majority. Notice that impeachment of Biden is gone. By the way, Biden's numbers are going to probably go up 5 to 10 points in the next week or two. Not because he deserves it, but because you do a foreign visit and there's war and all that. It's one of the iron laws of politics is when a foreign leader goes abroad in a time of crisis, numbers go up. So we rolled the dice. We did motion to vacate. And some of you are going to say, you know, Kevin McCarthy totally deserved it. Hard to disagree on the CR and the debt ceiling stuff when you spend $2 trillion that you do not have and the border remains wide open. Jack Smith is unchecked. We're spending money to Ukraine. I'm not going to defend that. Bipartisan means concessions. Because we cannot get our act together, because the Republican Party cannot get behind a single speaker, Jim Jordan or otherwise, if it ends up happening that Patrick McHenry becomes Speaker of the House and bipartisan support unites behind it, you will have effectively neutered the Republican Congress. Pramila Jayapal, who is left of Joseph Stalin, has come out and said, quote, I'm waiting to see what the assurances are about power sharing. The chairman of the Progressive Caucus, your Republican Congress is going to have to now do power sharing with progressive Democrats. If this ends up happening, and if, I'm not going to say, it is a guarantee, it is as if another election happened. Breaking news, CNN, Republicans lose House majority. Quote, what do we have to ensure what happens here reflects the fact that the Democrats are essentially governing this body? You might have won the House of Representatives at the ballot box, but then you lose it because you can't select a speaker. And so this is happening in real time. And Jim Jordan has backed out. And some of you are very angry that, you know, Jim Jordan is, you know, this one here. Why is Jim Jordan turning into a fluff? Thought he was a fighter. What is going on? Look, you can't blame him. I understand you're angry and all this, but the 20 moderates are not moving. They're not budging, guys. This is the same problem that we illustrated when we said maybe Kevin McCarthy is not as bad as you think he is. And I will say this, the complaints against Kevin McCarthy, totally legit. Fine, CR, debt ceiling, I don't like that stuff. But Kevin McCarthy would be, and still to this day would be, a better speaker than a bipartisan coalition government. That is a fact. That's a fact. Power-sharing coalition government, which is now not something that is being remotely entertained. And by the way, we've been attacked on this program by people. Charlie, you're fear-mongering, not going to happen. I'm not going to say it's a guarantee, but it's about a 50-50 shot that there's a power-sharing agreement at this point to share power with Pramila Jayapal. By the way, the Democrats, they're so smart. Nancy Pelosi told Kevin McCarthy, I'll always have your back. She's a liar, obviously. Kevin McCarthy gets the motion to vacate. All the Democrats, the order came down from the Democrats. Do not bail out Kevin McCarthy. And Democrats said, huh, the Republicans don't have a plan. We might be able to take over the House. And the Democrats said, hey, what do we have to lose? We just have to sit in our chair through another round of voting and yell, Jeffries! Jeffries, for another hour. Okay. So the Democrats, like good Stalinists, listen to the Politburo, got the order from on high, and they said, okay, let's get rid of McCarthy. Let's roll the dice. And now they might actually have won. The Democrats might have taken over the House majority without an election. The American people gave the Republicans a majority, and the Democrats very well might take it over because of our dysfunction. Now, it's important to note, if something happened to Biden and Kamala, presidency can only be a person with the true title of speaker, not speaker pro tem or acting speaker. So if McKenna or anyone else is sitting in the speaker's chair as anything other than the true speaker elected by a roll call vote of the House, then after Biden and Harris, the powers of the presidency would then pass to Patty Murray, president pro tem of the Senate. And then it would go to Anthony Blinken. Lord help us all. And there's a lot of frustration coming in here. freedom@charliekirk.com. And people say, well, Charlie, what is the plan? Honestly, that's not for me to answer. I'm not the one that has been calling for this stuff. I've been the one that's actually been, and I've received a fair amount of hostility from people, And that's fine. I appreciate it. You guys were blooding me up and telling me to go to bad places, Gehenna, which is Hebrew for hell. because I was a little bit cautious, which is, you know, against some of my wiring, which is like, guys, hold on. You know, let's be careful. Some of you are saying, Charlie, give the Democrats the majority. We never had a majority. Pull the mask off and let's move on. Yeah, I think that's very irresponsible. That's not a good idea. A source familiar told the Daily Caller that, quote, Jordan will continue to run and try to shore up votes. Until then, remain speaker designee, not dropping out McHenry temporary till January. Yeah, Republicans are not exactly making the best case to give us more political power. I'm wondering, what do you think about the Jim Jordan, Kevin McCarthy motion to vacate? All of this together. Are you pleased with how the last 2.5 weeks have gone? Do you think this is the best use of a precious majority, the only thing in government we control? Have you been thrilled post motion to vacate? Email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Every Halloween, you hear about the dangers in the candy your kids will get. But this year, the real tricks are in the meat aisle. Good Ranchers wants to take the trick out of your meat, and they're throwing in a treat for my listeners. Lab-grown meat is growing more and more popular. Foreign meat dresses up in a product of USA label, and mRNA vaccine development is on the rise for agriculture. What's in your meat and food is more in question than ever before. Amidst these haunting truths, the real hero arises. Good Ranchers, as the number one place to get America's best beef, pork, chicken, and seafood delivered. Good Ranchers products are transparently sourced, all American and delicious. When you shop at goodranchers.com, you don't have to question what's in your meat or where your meat is coming from. With 100% American guarantee and a transparent vaccination policy, you'll always know where your meat comes from and what's in it. I trust Good Ranchers and you should too. Use promo code Kirk to get $30 off free express shipping on your box of America's best meat and seafood today. That's code Kirk for $30 off your box today at goodranchers.com. That's goodranchers.com, promo code Kirk, American meat delivered. Okay, I think I have to do a better job of explaining this because we're receiving a lot of emails of people confused saying, Charlie, what do you mean we could lose the majority? Okay, so let me do a better job of kind of articulating this. So you have 435, right? Blake, 435? 435 members of the United States House of Representatives, voting members. You have some people from Guam or the Virgin Islands that aren't voting members that can sit on committees, okay? There are 435 people in the United States Congress, and they come together, and obviously they're divided by party. And so one party has more members than the other. Republicans, I think right now, have 220, 221, right? Depending on who's sick or, you know, who's in the hospital. Not a joke. You know, when you have 221, it's tough to organize, right? When you're 220, 221. So your margin, yeah, it's 221. Thank you. And Democrats have 212. And then there's two vacant seats. And so it goes up and down and up and down. It's tough. And they don't allow remote voting. Thankfully, they shouldn't for voting for speaker. So you have to be there in person. So when you have a majority, 221, and the bad guys have a minority, you should be able to say, hey, at the magic number, whoever can get 217 votes, then you become Speaker of the House, you have a majority, you control committees, legislative agenda, all that stuff. So, but if part of your party, part of the 221, decide to go and align with the 212 of the Democrats, which only takes five, so five Republicans could hand the majority over to the Democrats, and they might. And they might at this point. They're in Biden districts, they feel betrayed by the Republican Party. McCarthy is not raising money for them anymore because he's not. So they have to find, they have to preserve themselves. So let's go through some of these people, right? So pick Gabarino or whatever, Gasparino from New York. What is their name? What, you know, Gasparino? Or No. It's an Italian name. It's one of the reps from New York in a Biden district, okay? So it's a district that Biden won, and they're worried. They want to keep their job. For them, it's really important. So they're saying, huh, I'm not getting any support from the Republican establishment because they're not, no one's raising any money. Andrew Garbarino. Thank you. Garbarino. Let's just take this one guy. Yes, he's a moderate. Yes, he's a rhino. Okay. But Andrew Garbarino is in Republicans' second district. Okay. The second congressional district in Long Island. Okay. Suffolk County and a small portion of southeastern Nassau County. Okay. That's a tough, tough district. That's a tough district as a Republican. Not impossible. That's a tough district. So Andrew Garbarino is in self-preservation mode because the entire apparatus of the Congressional Leadership Fund, all that McCarthy stuff has been put aside. So Andrew Garbarino wants to keep his job and he's saying, okay, how can I make myself more appealing to Democrat voters in my district in Long Island, New York? Oh, I know. I can go make it seem as if I'm doing a bipartisan deal for the House and that will get me reelected. So everyone, it's at this point, we're basically Lord of the Flies. It's self-preservation mode. So anybody that is in moderate Biden districts, they're thinking, well, why don't we all just unite together, do a quote-unquote power-sharing agreement? We can go back to our districts, get all this beautiful media, and tell our constituents we go to D.C. to solve problems, not just be in the partisan majority. Now, that is insane, but this is what happens when you don't have any leadership. You all of a sudden have these different factions and sects and tribes. It's like sectarianism. Let me read an email that I received this morning. A real email of a lobbying campaign. In fact, I actually think I forwarded it here. Let me see. Yep, this one right here. NoLabels.com. NoLabels.org. Same organization that might be drafting Joe Manchin to run for the presidency. Quote, tell Congress today you want a bipartisan speaker. This is the moment for every member of Congress, every member of the No Labels community to call or email their member of Congress to let them know you want to support this deal. There is now a well-funded campaign by No Labels to neuter the House majority. So if conservatives in the caucus block this, then Republicans can make some concessions to bring in some Democrats to get this done. No Labels continues, we need a speaker elected with bipartisan support. We need leaders to lead. We need them to think new and do new. Admiral Dennis Blair, co-founder and legal board member of No Labels, nolabels.org, which would effectively destroy the entire Republican House majority. Now, some of you say, well, Charlie, what were they even doing in the majority anyway? It doesn't matter. Okay, yeah, there were some big disappointments with the CR and the debt ceiling. But there was some real momentum happening with committees. Impeachment of Biden was looming. Finally, some revelations. FBI, Fauci, COVID. There was some real stuff that was happening to be a check and balance of the fourth branch of government. Was it happening fast enough? Not for my liking, but it wasn't insignificant. It was real. And so now the Republicans are in a corner, and the quote-unquote blue district moderates are looking for an escape hatch to go align with Democrats and hand over the Republican majority in the House of Representatives.
Hey, everybody. Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop at the pillow. Mike Lindell has created the Giza Dream bed sheets. These sheets look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep, which is crucial for your overall health. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you'll receive 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets, marking prices down as low as $29.98, depending on the size. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. That is MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, including the MyPillow 2.0 mattress topper, MyPillow kitchen towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-875-0425 or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Kirk, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk.
Someone says here, Charlie, will you please share more information about the No Labels letter? I want to share that. I think it's really important. We, the people, have a choice in speaker. Yes, here's what I understand, and then we'll get into the Sidney Powell stuff because it's really important, that the Uniparty, the Chamber of Commerce that wants unlimited funding for Ukraine, border wide open, crony corporate deals, they're totally on board with a quote-unquote bipartisan Uniparty speaker. For them, that would be a dream to have a Uniparty-type speaker that would just be business as usual, the K Street lobbying cabal. The cartel that runs the insider, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, AstraZeneca, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, they want Patrick McHenry or whatever bipartisan thing was just stamp of approval. So we're going to keep an eye on it. We're getting a lot of emails, freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. A lot of displeasure out there. Okay, so this morning, Sidney Powell, it was announced, Sidney Powell has pled guilty in the charges in Georgia. And Democrats seem very excited about this. Ex-Trump lawyer Sidney Powell pleads guilty in Georgia election interference case. Sidney Powell has pled guilty. The seven different felony charges against her were dropped down to six misdemeanor charges of election interference. Powell is the second person to plead guilty in this case. And so, okay, some of you are going to email us and you'll be pretty fired up. Oh my goodness, Sidney Powell's a traitor and all this. Look, I'm not going to get into that. If you were facing multiple years in prison, I bet you would try to find a deal. Okay. Now, with that being said, I'm going to put that aside. And some people say, oh, she's going to hurt Trump. Let's isolate that I have a rule when someone is facing many, many years in prison and they try to preserve their own life, I'm not going to attack them. Okay? I'm just not. And so you might have worries that she's going to then, quote unquote, turn against Trump, because I bet part of her plea deal is some sort of a agreement that she's going to testify against other defendants. But what this does show is that Big Fannie Willis is more than just a reckless, revenge-filled prosecutor. She herself is, but there are some handlers behind Big Fannie Willis in Georgia that have a plan. And this is a problem. You know, we made fun of Big Fannie Willis and her, you know, group of not so smart people. They have typos on indictment letters and they're late to press conferences. It's a disaster, right? Somebody who really knows what they are doing has come in and basically taken over the operation of the Big Fannie Willis case. There are some cunning people and some devious people that are behind the scenes, whether her handlers in Washington, D.C., whether they are, you know, Andrew Weissman, who has come in as a quote unquote unpaid advisor of Big Fannie Willis. So let me build this out for you. The fact that the Fulton County District Attorney is willing to drop charges down to misdemeanors for Sidney Powell shows that there is a plan, and the plan is to build the case, of course, pointing towards Trump before the election of next November. What I'm getting at is that this is the opposite of reckless from Big Fannie Willis. If your goal is to try to get Trump, this is an orchestrated, prudent move on behalf of what otherwise seemed to be an out-of-control type prosecutor. This is a problem, because one of Trump's advantages in this Georgia case is it looked like it was just a wild woman that was trying to build a political career. It still is. But cooler heads have now taken over. Sidney Powell was facing all of this stuff, 7 years in prison, you know, tons of years in prison, and they offer her a plea deal. Why? Well, because they're going to use guilty pleas against Trump. They're going to use them to testify against Trump. Again, they sit in a room and they whiteboard this stuff out, cause and effect, and they chessboard it. We have no plan on our side. There's no plan. We can't elect a speaker. We have a contentious primary. You know, we have a nominee that is going to be facing 700 years in federal prison, totally unnecessarily and wrong. There's no plan. There's no operation. We're too busy attacking each other. The Republican establishment is attacking me. You have the whole thing happening in the House of Representatives. It is a mess. It's a disaster. It's the worst I've ever seen it. Hopefully we can get our act together heading into next year. There is more Republican infighting. There is more conservative Civil War chatter than I have ever seen in 11 years. Would you agree, Blake? It's as bad as I've ever seen it. It's nasty. It's a circular firing squad. I'm too busy getting every other day. There's another attack article. Charter Kirk is an anti-Semite. I'm like, well, first of all, that's insane. It's wrong. Why are you spending attention on that when, I don't know, the Marxists are taking over the entire country? It's as bad as I've ever seen it. The Democrats are as unified as I've ever seen. That's too bad. The Democrats have embraced political power. They love power. We have more reasons than ever to oppose Democrats. And yet we're fighting each other in the House, fighting each other in the speaker's race, fighting each other in the streets, not in the streets, but you know what I mean, fighting each other in primaries. It's a disaster right now. Okay. But going back to the Sidney Powell thing, some people are going to accuse Sidney Powell of betraying Trump. She was probably broke financially and they backed her into a corner. Okay. So I would recommend just laying off Sidney Powell with all of these kind of like, she's a terrible person, all this. If you're ever in that situation, I don't know what choice you would make. Look at how many January 6th defendants who were broke, who were backed into a corner and pled guilty. Okay. Now, here's the one thing I will say. If Sidney Powell lies about Donald Trump, then that's a big problem. If she testifies, it can actually help Donald Trump, because Donald Trump did nothing wrong. The only way that this really is a problem is if Sidney Powell made something up and then went to prosecutors and said, hey, you know, we're here to work on, you know, something against Trump. And they were so attracted to that. So Sidney Powell is going to pay a fine and get no jail time. But we must understand this is an operation. You are living through an active measure and an active operation. They ludicrously overcharged everyone involved in this. So they were looking at years and years in prison or six or seven figures of legal debt. no matter how insane the charges are, nobody can feel confident in getting acquitted because this is a politically motivated case in Fulton County. And the jury might just convict because they hate Trump. So it's really easy to extort plea deals. Then they use these plea guilty deals to exact testimony against the one person they actually care about, which is Donald Trump. And they're using their power to exert leverage. And all of these alleged fights that we are seeing right now, fights on the right and fights on this, it's all about Trump. It's hard to even put into words how badly the establishment wants to exact revenge. And Donald Trump is the centerpiece. Believe it or not, Donald Trump is the centerpiece of the House Speaker fight, too. Donald Trump is the central actor in all of this. We are not past the Trump era. In fact, you're living right in the middle of it. And the Republican establishment is showing, from trying to go after Jim Jordan, trying to go after me, which is insane, good luck, because of Trump, the Republican establishment is prioritizing making Trump suffer more than beating the left. Let me say that again. The Republican establishment is showing us in these infighting, in what's happening on the floor of the Speaker of the House race, the Republican establishment cares far more about going after Donald Trump and making sure that he's sidelined or suffers more than beating the Marxists. They hope to pick up the pieces and then be in charge of the ashes of what was once the conservative movement under Trump. Their only hope is that they crater the conservative movement, level it like a parking lot, put us in such vast minority and do the I told you so thing. Why is Mike Pence running? Why is Nikki Haley running? Why is Chris Christie running? They are running as a massive I told you so moment. And this is exactly why Brian Kemp is not firing Fannie Willis. Brian Kemp right now could fire Fannie Willis, a Republican governor who received Donald Trump's endorsement that otherwise was not going to win in the Republican primary in Georgia, could save Donald Trump from this reckless prosecution, but he refuses. The Republican establishment wants to turn back the clock. They want to go away from this populist nationalism. They want to go back to neoconservatism. They don't like people pursuing the truth. They want to go back, by the way, when they say they want to go back to Bush as speaker and Bush Republicans, they want to go back to a president who ended his term with a 25% approval rating. Just so we understand how much people hated George W. Bush. And they do not have popular support. They don't. But they have money and institutional influence. And so what you are seeing play out in the speaker's race, what you're seeing play out in the Fulton County deal, what you're seeing play out in this nasty Republican civil war that is happening in real time, and it's not going to get any better anytime soon, is a small group of people with a lot of money and a lot of institutional support against everybody else who doesn't have as much institutional support or money, but as a support of the grassroots. They want to go back to unpopular conservatism. Why? Because it's weak, beatable, and a paper tiger and controlled opposition. But at least they were able to get steak dinners at the Capitol Grill. The New York Times said nice things about them because they were good boy. Heel. Sit. Don't question. Do what you're told. The Republican establishment at a fundamental level wants to be told what to do by the media. And Donald Trump unleashed a different type of Republican, one that wants to win, one that wants to use political power. And that's why he's facing 700 years in federal prison.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. As you know, following this week's horrible events, Israel is at war. The people of Israel are under attack from brutal terrorists. targeting innocent civilians, including women and children. There's over 1,000 casualties, as well as kidnapping and infiltration of southern Israeli towns. Israel is now retaliating and could escalate with a ground offensive against Hamas militants. The situation is critical, which is why I'm partnering with our friends at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews to rush emergency relief to the hardest hit areas. Call the special phone number 800-492-5454 to make an emergency donation. Again, that's 800-492-5454. Your emergency gift will help the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews save lives and provide critical essentials needed right now. During this dark time, the need in war-torn areas will be tremendous. The fellowship has extensive network of staff, partner organizations, and more. Immediately respond with life-saving security and support measures. We ask all people to pray for safety and protection. Call 800-492-5454 as we rush urgent need right now to help Israel through the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
It's interesting what's playing out on the speaker's race, playing out in the Republican primary, playing out in lawfare against Trump. We're actually, interestingly enough, kind of playing a role in this at Turning Point USA, not playing a role, but we're a recipient of some of this, which is hilarious because we have rather thick skin around here. Articles are written about us all the time. Bring it on. We're going to build. We're going to keep playing offense. We're not like most of these other Republican groups that get really angry. Oh, my goodness, there's a bad article about us. Like, whatever. But I do this just to illustrate that there is this anger. There's this revenge campaign from the Republican establishment to take out anybody that is remotely in the orbit of Donald Trump or philosophically aligned with Donald Trump. And they're using that one clip I had with Patrick Bet-David. I mean, how many stupid articles do I have to keep on reading of some? It's obviously coordinated, right? Oh, my goodness, I'm so offended by what Charlie Kirk said, even though he had a disclaimer in what he said. Okay. And what it really is, and it comes from the Republican establishment. A lot of this, by the way, is just revenge from the RNC because they're really butthurt that we expose them and their donations are down and people are really upset, but whatever. And that by the way, you pick big fights, you win big enemies, right? So we understand that. But you guys understand at Turning Point USA, Turning Point Action, we're stronger than ever. We're growing like crazy. I mean, the love that we had yet last night at University of Texas San Antonio was unbelievable. We can show some of the pictures. And tonight we have another sold-out event, and Candace Owens going around the country. It's as stronger and as amazing as I've ever seen. The people are with us in an unbelievable way. But I can tell you just from personal experience, they would like my favorite ones that I read is they say, as if they're just so disconnected from reality. You know, this one guy wrote a piece yesterday. It's time for Charlie Kirk to be removed as head of Turning Point USA. Yeah, how do you think you're going to get that one done, pal? Tell me the steps and the measures. As if, actually, I consider it to be a huge compliment that Turning Point USA is so big and powerful that the people that don't know better act as if I'm like a hired gun at Turning Point USA, that I'm a hired CEO. As if that, and that's actually a really cool compliment that there's separation between Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA, that they're not necessarily linked together, that Turning Point USA is an institution that has life and has impact beyond just a single person, which actually is everything that we always wanted to build. And so when I read Ben Domenech, yeah, Blake put in our chat, Turning Point USA all went downhill as soon as they brought on Charlie Kirk. Those idiots, why'd they ever hire him? For those of you that don't know, I started Turning Point USA. So I don't think some of these people that write these articles know that. This one moron that wrote this piece yesterday. If Charlie Kirk is not removed, it will be a disgrace. Okay, great. Explain that one to me. Or it was a huge mistake ever hiring Charlie Kirk. Interesting. Like you got to go out the noise, right? You got to just kind of, it's all just chatter. The people are with us. You guys are with us because we're actually doing real work. But I only mention this because it's part of a broader picture of the Republican establishment getting so nasty, so angry, that are just trying to take out anybody that remotely represents populism, nationalism. And they try to do this James O'Keefe, try to do this Tucker Carlson. Obviously, they're trying to do it to us. You know, we've been ready. We are ready. And also, we punch back twice as hard. They don't like that. They don't like that we fight. They don't like that we are grassroots-centric. They don't like that we name names. By the way, you know what they really don't like? They don't like how hard we work. Our work ethic is a threat to the regime because deep down, the people that are our biggest critics are lazy. They're lazy. They sit on their tail all day long and they think that working hard is drafting a tweet. Woo, that was tough. I got to go take a nap. Keyboard warriors. Okay, how about you go travel 3,100 days in a decade and get back to me? You'll need Relief Factor. That's what I could tell you. You'll need Relief Factor. We're a battle tank. We're built for this. But the Republican establishment, they are in a nasty, nasty position right now. They're venomous. You see it in the Speaker of the House race. By the way, it's all boiling over. They're just trying to lash out at anything that they can right now. They're unhinged. It's really, in a way, a sign that shows that they have no power. They might have power over certain things, and they're trying to start a GOP civil war. Great. Bring it on. Get in line. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, redballoon.work.